Hi, this is a dictation for a patient Dequez Reed, D-E-Q-E-E-Z-R-E-E-D. Date of birth is 12-6-1990. Date of accident is 1-18-2022. Date of service is 3-11-2022. The patient Dequez Reed is here for a follow-up evaluation. Basically, the patient is suffering from lower back pain and headaches. Patient alleges that there was an accident in which he was a victim on 1-18-2022. The car T-boned another car on a passenger side. His car T-boned another car on a passenger side. And because the other driver did not stop at the stop sign, the impact of the accident caused him headache as well as history of lower back pain, chest pain, right shoulder pain, and some pain in the left leg where there is a previous fracture of the fibula. The patient reports that he walking and is painful, standing is painful, and sitting is painful, sleep is affected. But his chest pain is now completely gone, and his lower back pain is between 8 to 10 across the back. According to him, right shoulder pain is also pretty bad, and it is almost like 8 to 9, and he can raise up to 130 degrees in abduction without pain. However, he denies any radiation of pain to the arm or the legs. The patient reports 0% relief in the pain. ADLs that are affected are general activity and enjoyment of life 10. The mood is affected 9. The relationship with other people and work are affected 8. Walking ability is affected 7. In the neurology and psych, patient reports that he's suffering from dizziness, vertigo, severe headaches, difficulty sleeping, weakness, lack of focus, anxiety, depression. He denies any vision disturbance, double vision, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, poor work performance, and no lack of concentration or loss of memory is reported. In the pain and numbness, patient is reporting lower back stiffness along with pain in the lower back, mid back, upper back, and clicking, grinding, and noises in the right shoulder. He has some pain in the right shoulder. In the GI, patient reports that he has been suffering from nausea and also vomiting for last 2 days. And one of the vomiting happened 2 days ago, middle of night. He did not go any hospital, nor this vomiting increased his headache. He denies any constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, patient reports no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination of blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient has had no changes in the pain level. Medical history-wise, he has been self-medicating, but he has been having dizziness and vomiting along with headaches, although it is not a projectile vomiting. The patient was informed about complete detail. He has already had a CT scan of his brain, according to him, at the hospital, which was found to be negative for any bleed. And there are no deficit at this time. Patient is able to walk well. It has been more than 2 months when the accident happened. And there is no patient is advised to visit ER immediately if there is any issue. There is no surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma in the last 30 days. Substance abuse, none is reported except marijuana is being used for pain relief. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 146/101. Pulse is 91. Pulse ox is 100. The rest of the physical examination is identical to the previous visit of 2-8-2022, dictation number 0208-048, plan of care. We are watching the patient. First of all, we are providing physical therapy 3 times per week, focusing on the shoulder and the lower back region, along with traction massage, aquatherapy. Patient is off work, and housework replacement transportation has been ordered. Uh, Patients provided with naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect, melatonin 10 at night for help with the sleep. Patients provided with tramadol 100 mg a day, PRN basis for headaches, and few research are provided 1 to 2 every 6 hours, PRN 75 tablets for headaches. The patient will be coming back again and will be ordering MRI for this gentleman for the lower back. The MRI for the lower back was ordered, and it shows that there is a bulging disc at L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1 compressing the thecal sac, and the patient was discussed all the options of surgery and induction treatment. The patient was informed about the lumbar epidural steroid injection that will be beneficial for him, and the patient will be making an he'll be doing an informed consent, and once he provides the consent, we'll be more than happy to go forward for his epidural injection. Neuropsych therapy has been ordered for evaluation, just in case he has a trauma to the brain. And other than that, no other agenda is on the line. Thank you.